Oh, you there, nephew?
Yes, how you doing?
Okay, yeah, welcome to the Streets and I'll Be Back Hottest Radio Show Worldwide, and we're on the air tonight with a young man named Omar Beasley, and Omar is going to be here tonight to tell you his story and what happened with him. So without further ado, we're going to pass the mic over, and he's going to formally introduce himself.
Hello, this is Omar Beasley. I'm with the Streets Don't Love You. Back, Robert Boyd been there. Him and his wife been there for me. I was going through a whole lot in prison. They stuck through my whole incarceration with me. Not only that, I was in the streets. I got into some trouble. Started selling drugs at the age of 15. Started thinking I can be slick, and it led me off into getting into criminal activity. Came up in church, started doing a lot of things that didn't make sense, made a little minor mistake, but, you know, I have got my mind together since being out. I have been employed by Custom Link, PMI Link, and also I work with Heart Tales. Not only that, I go to meetings every night speaking to the youth and speaking to people that's on drugs, and I speak to a lot of ex-gang members here in Minnesota, but I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, and it's just great to be out.
My man. So let's take it all the way back, nephew. You say you was raised up in church, you know? So take it back to the viewers and let the viewers know, how did it all begin as far as you being in church and all of a sudden you switched your whole game up from what you was raised with?
Well, I started in church, going to church. My mom used to have me in church, and basically I went to your dad's church, and my grandma was a member of your father's church, and I just was in church and trying to, you know, do the right thing, and, you know, led to me getting in criminal activities, thinking, you know, I can be with the guys that's getting the quick money, you know, and that led me thinking, oh, okay, this is the way. But really, that ain't the way, you know. What, the streets really don't love you back, you know what I mean? And that ain't the way. It's better to do the right thing, you know what I mean, and stay out here where you can help your family and be a productive member to society, you know what I mean?
That's all day. Now, let the viewers know, nephew, about some of the criminal activity you were doing before you even got caught up with. You know, what led the first criminal activity off?
What led the first criminal activity? I was coming from Detroit, Michigan, trafficking cocaine. I got busted in Minnesota in 2000, did 8 years and 2 months. And after doing the 8 years and 2 months, I got back in the street. You know, it wasn't no change in me, because as soon as I came back home, I was back in the street. It didn't lead to no time. But since I came out this time, I have taken the initiative to find me employment. You know, I could have went back to Detroit, but I know what that would have really led up to. So I just came out with a different perspective. Like, you know, I want to be out here and do something for my family. And since being out here doing something for my family, you know, I had a lot of support. My girl came to see me. Her name is John Nicole Banks, my fiance. She came and seen me this weekend. My auntie Jen came and seen me. I got a lot of love, you know, support. My kids, Kieva Johnson, Omar Beasley, Shamari Beasley, Nicole Beasley, Kylan, Cameron, you know, Pepe, Jen. I got a lot of support out here, and my mom, my sister, everybody looking for me to do right. And not only that, I want to do right. You know what I mean? I can't be out telling no kids don't do this, don't do that, if I'm out here in the street, man.
My man, you know. And with that being said, nephew, how did you get involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back?
Well, I got involved with the Streets Don't Love You Back by a young man by the name of David Brown, but everybody probably would know him as Young Buck. Young Buck was in the hole with me, and Young Buck said, "Are you really a Detroit boy?" I said, "Yeah, I'm a Detroit boy." He said, "Well, you know a dude named Robert Boyd?" I said, "Man, I know some Boyds." I said, "I believe that might be my uncle." So I wrote Robert Boyd a letter, and I'm like, at my point in time, me and Young Buck was in the shoe at that point in time. And I wrote Mr. Boyd a letter. Mr. Boyd responded back, said it put tears in his eyes. Not long did it put tears in his eyes, it put tears in my eyes for him to reach out. Not one day that I've been in prison and had to worry about a letter or money order or anything. Mr. Boyd has carried me my whole prison term and has supported me since I've been out. And not only that, he wrote the judge a letter for me to get an early release. And with that, you know, I love him with all my heart. And since then, I want the world to know that Omar is about to make a CD, and I'm making a soundtrack with the soundtrack, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and my artist, Mac E. We will be doing promoting shows starting as early as April 18th. I should be out the halfway house next week, but the record will be coming out, so I want the whole world to go get that record. And not only that, I like positive things, and I just want the world to know, Young Buck, when you say you're going to get out and reach to somebody that held you down, man, you're supposed to reach out, man, to a good brother that held us down, sent us books, got us in touch with C. Murder. He gave you the letter, the address to C. Murder. He gave you the address to BG. Young Buck, don't forget about it, man. We was just in them bars, man. Don't forget about a good brother that loved you, man. That's what I want the world to know.
My man. And on top of that, nephew, I want to go back a little farther. I want to go back to this time during your incarceration. What led you to prison this go-around with your incarceration when you meant to street some of your back this time? What brought you to prison this second go-around?
The second go-around got to dealing with Oxycontin. I got caught. Well, at the point in time, I was running from a probation violation. My girl, John Nicole Banks, kept telling me, Omar, go turn yourself in. My mom kept telling me, Omar, go turn yourself in, which was not a simple violation. Well, me being hard-headed, didn't go turn myself in, led to me, the U.S. Marshals running up on me in Red Lake, Minnesota, finding 2,080 Oxycontin cordons. And I got in trouble with it, and they gave me 54 months incarceration, and I had to do 28 months violation too with that. So with all that being said, man, I didn't, you know, took my time and I learned from it, man, and I want to be doing the right things, you know what I mean? As me sitting here and letting the world know, you know, I'm working these jobs, you got to take one step at a time, you know what I'm saying? But I know for a fact that God got a good calling with my name on it, and things are finna look up for me because I'm motivated to look up. With me doing wrong or with me doing right, I'm going to be okay, and I'm not doing no wrong. I'm going to do all right to make it happen. If you can take your mind and do things to run illegal things in the world, and if you can put your mind in doing something positive, you can do it, because we all got different walks, but they the same walks in the world.
My man. And nephew, you know, I want to go back also to when you was incarcerated, and how did that make you feel when you received books from me and my wife, you received letters, and, you know, they came straight back. You couldn't even write fast enough. They was right back at you. How did you feel about the consistency of the Streets from Love You Back?
Well, Uncle, you know, a lot of people say they're going to do this, they're going to do that for you when you're incarcerated. You know, it put tears in my eyes, man, because I ain't never seen a letter get back to me that fast. You know what I mean? And for you to show me, at not one time have you ever told me, no, I talked to you about music. You say you're going to support me. I talked to you about putting a chapter down in Minnesota. You say you're going to support me, man. And just for me, to you, man, I'm going to support you too, man, on this movement, man, and I'm going to be there, man. It's not one thing in this world you can't pick up the phone and call on me, and I won't be there, man. You know what I'm saying? And the world going to get a chance to see. I'm hoping to be at the next little fighting match down in Arizona, man, in maybe about a month or so. Just giving myself a little time, man, to come on out there, man. And I hopefully to have you booked in Minnesota to speak out here to some of these kids, man. because they need it. It's not enough voices being heard out here.
Right, right. And we're feeling that, man, you know. And
you
what,
know, not only that,
what
you,
advice
and, you know, not him? And you know, not only that,
cutting
you off, not only that, something happened to me in prison, man. My fiance's son, Kylie, he went to jail, and he changed his life around too, man. And, you know, when I see my son, something happened to my son, my babies, man, that's enough to just make you want to change.
Right, right, without a doubt, man. And what advice would you give these young kids, man, that some of them claim they bosses and ain't never even been a soldier, don't even know what the lower level is, you know? So what do you think about a lot of these young cats always talking they sitting in the boss seat and they ain't even never been a soldier, man? I mean, do you think there's something wrong with that picture?
It's a whole lot wrong with that picture, Mr. Boyd. It's a lot of kids in our communities, not white, black, all over, all races. When I speak, I'm saying all races. A lot of these kids are in these households without fathers, without brothers, without mothers to show them these roles. You know, we got to take it back, man. We got to lead by example, man. We got to show these kids, man, it's another way. You know what I'm saying? It's another way. The way we looking at life, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I want the bling bling. I want this. I want that. Life ain't all about that, man. Life is about making your family happy, being there. You can drown a kid or drown somebody with gifts, but once that person is gone, ain't no more love there.
Right, right, you know. And coming up in the church part is that you had both sides of the coin. Once you got out into the street, you still knew what to go back to when it came to the father because you was taught that. What do you think about
that's
a lot
right.
of these young kids that don't have two sides of the coin? And when I mean two sides of the coin, you had something to go back to because you knew what was right and what was wrong. What about the kids that don't know nothing but wrong and don't have nothing to go back to far as the victory of the church and the motivation of the father? What advice would you give them kids?
Well, my advice I would give them kids, man, is whatever spirituality they got, believe that there's a God and believe in something, man, and stay praying and stay strong, man. And if they can't find a big brother or Robert Board or Omar Beasley, go to someone and seek help. And don't never be ashamed to tell somebody, I need help. You know what I mean? And when you first be able to identify that, saying, I need help, then you can make your life a whole lot much better and make the road easier for you. Because, you know, in life, there's a lot of hazards and bumps in the road, but life is what you make it. You can hit a lot of potholes in life, or you can make life as smooth and make it as easy as possible for you. You know what I mean? Because once you get behind those Desmond Crip walls, ain't no love back in those walls, man. You know what I mean? And it get really rough, man. It's like you got to survive every day. And guys think they tough, but when you lose those guns, you lose those knives, you ain't got nothing but yourself in there, man. So I would tell a kid, man, to go to school, get your education, if you don't want to go to college, get some kind of trade and put it up behind your belt because you're going to need it in here in society to make it. You can't even go mop a floor in McDonald's without a GED. And as we're talking about the schooling part, I went to school, I've got my GED, I've got my masonry brick, I've got VT in Denver College on janitorial service. Put something up under your belt to come to society. And not only that, I'm an artist. Put something in your belt where you can make it out here. And you think it's hard out here, it really ain't hard, man. It's easy. All you got to do is put your mind to it and don't deviate off your plan. Don't keep doing 1,001. Stick to your plan. And once you stick to your plan, make it concrete and you can reach your goal.
My man. And on top of that note, nephew, we're going to go to a couple commercials and a song, and we're going to come back with my main man, nephew, Omar Beasley. So hold on, and we'll be right back with nephew.
hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and sullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Ball out of control. got a ticket to the top, my people.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and we're kicking it with Nephew Omar tonight. Nephew, we back on the air, man. What's good with you?
Nothing much, man. Just happy to be out here, man. I'm glad you got me to be on this show today, man.
Oh, man, you know we was going to make sure you got on the show today, man. That track right there is a track that I recorded and produced back in the day, and that's Balling Out of Control. Either you're balling out of control with us on the court or off the court, but we still keeping
ain't
it
no
100
question.
Both ways, you know? Yeah.
Ain't no question.
So, man, we're glad to have you home, nephew, you know, and the wife glad to have you home. So what's in store for Omar now that he's home? He's working with the movement, and he's back with the music.
Well, what's in store right now? I got the soundtrack with Streets Don't Love You Back coming out, and then I got the mixtape Bricks of Steel coming out, and I will have a my website on tomorrow, doing my album, my mixtape album, so I want the world to look at it and, you know, look at the message that I'm sending. And at the next event, the next fighting event at the Arizona, I will be giving everybody from the Streets Don't Love You Back CDs.
That is, then, you know what I mean? And we're going to be kicking it live with that. As soon as that hit the block, we're going to be spinning it right here on the Streets Don't Love You Back Hottest Radio Show as well, you know? And I know you are still in the halfway house, nephew, so, you know, we ain't going to take too much of your time up. We got about 10 more minutes. And give them your website as far as your Facebook page, or if you got a Twitter since you've been home, if someone wanted to get in touch with you.
Okay, right now you can go to my Facebook, Omar, O-M-A-R, Beasley. If you need to find me on Gmail, you can go to Omar, omar.beasley23@gmail.com to send me emails. But just be watching my Facebook page. There should be music on there. And not only that, I have an artist by the name of Mac E and Kieva Johnson. We will be coming out with a tape ASAP. Like within the next 2-3 weeks, and will be music on there. Y'all can go there and download. But the first project will be The Streets Don't Love You Back. I got to come with that soundtrack. I love y'all. I love you, Auntie, and thank you for having me on the show tonight.
It's all good, nephew. We appreciate you, man. And we'll be coming back with an update with our nephew when the soundtrack come out and the mixtape that he's working on. And also, don't forget, you know, tell my man one more time, nephew, about not forgetting where he come from when he stepped out the gate after the promises. So you can
one
more time to the world.
One more time to the world, Young Buck. You know what it is, man. We was in that hole many a days, many a nights, man, and I didn't talk to you, man. I didn't send you email requests, man. I'm not sending you no more email requests, man. You know, stay real, man, and do what you say you're going to do, man, and get back with a real good brother, man, like Mr. Boyd, man. But I wish you luck on your CDs, man, and we will be buying your music, and we look forward to doing some things with you, man, also, man. It's a lot on the table. I was trying to get you down here to Minnesota to promote a show. We ain't asking for nothing, man. Me and Mr. Boyd, we spending cash money, man. We ain't asking for nothing. We don't want no handouts. We spending cash money, man.
And that's the bottom line, you know. Just always never forget who held you down. And we was definitely shooting information in that to you. And at the same time, still got the Christmas cards that you autographed, you and a whole lot of fellas behind the walls. And, you know, when you came out, you probably just paid respect to the game of those who was respecting you as well. So, you know, that's all the game is about, just respecting those who respect you, you know. So just that shout out to you, Buck, you know what I mean? So just get up with it when time proceeds.
And anybody that is doing any music or want to come to Minnesota, I will book you. And my number, you can get up with my agent. Her name is John Nicole Banks at 414-651-4759. The number will be 414 651-475-4759. If you can't get with her, get with Mr. Robert Boyd, and we will make sure to have you here and do shows. And we ain't talking about no little artists. We talking about T.I., all y'all. We ready. Thank you, and have a good
night. My man. And we got a caller right now, nephew. I think this is one of your teammates, so we're going to bring her in. You know, hold tight.
Okay.
Yeah, last four digits, 4759. You on the air?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, that's your people, nephew. So they can go ahead and shout some information out if they need to shout some information out.
Oh, that's my agent and that's my fiance. There you go.
How are you, honey?
I'm all right.
I just wanted to get on there to support you.
All right. Thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
It's all good. Yeah.
Just let them know that it's going to be.
To the fan.
I was going to just say it's going to definitely be worth it. You know what I'm saying? We just, you know, accept all the support and love that we can get. We won't let you down. It's definitely what's going to be happening here coming up soon. We won't let you down.
That's what time it is, you know. So don't forget, it is what it is. Our nephew putting in work. And don't forget to come on through, check him out. And it's going down, and we appreciate him being home and being down with the Streets and Love Your Back movement, you know. So before you leave, nephew, I'm going to play a song for you, man, on a dedication tip. And we'll be right back with you to say your last few words. But this is a track that I recorded back in the day, man, back in 98. And it's called You Played Yourself, because a lot of cats still playing themselves many years later. So I'm sending that dedication out, man, and we'll be right back with nephew. Hold tight.
That's what's up.
Yeah. This is BOYD and Struggles coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Aken Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to your player hater, this goes out to you. No need to look any further, look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Grant is knocking you out like Robert Tussin, does it go? Made you pull up with this northern exposure, smoking doja, and I'm coming on the real, yes, the real, I thought I told ya. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player-hating people with degrees, it's time to come up. Party, you better not run up, because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus, struggles here to let you know this, that you never ever be a part of the dope. Who put your faith in the spot, who cooled it off when it was hot, who made it live when it was weak, now you can't even speak it. It's time to nut check, time for respect, time to break neck. You wanted out the family, now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls, it wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself, now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself, because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself, you tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gon' come out your freaking game, cause everything you do bad gon' come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain, about to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Take it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity back up in you too, dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real, you had a taste of both sides, not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself, cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them, and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict Arnold backstabbing brother behind my back, but in my face you be like struggle, yo, where the party at? I be like push on, get on, get out my face, partner, cause ain't no love lost, it ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me, took food from my face, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird, partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate, but you chose to segregate, play a hate, get it straight, partner, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself, cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggle in our beat. Your negativity be struggling against my surface, cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on
some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was backstage. Jesus had 12 disciples and what wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should have messed with you. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers. Sick as flu with those known to turn your body black and blue. I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on. See, if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand niggero. You played yourself. No, 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 I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. My partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, Miss Gangsta? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time when you don't think I see you. I see you. Boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did. Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and saying, when it coming in.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome right back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we're kicking it with Nephew tonight, Omar Beasley. Nephew, we just wanted to send that track out to a lot of cats that's playing theyself. I recorded that track in 1998. Me and all the struggle and still going strong years later. So how do you feel about that track, Nephew?
That track is part of who I'm about to diss. I ain't gonna, it's a big surprise in this bag. And it's going to go without words, man. Y'all go get that CD out, man. I can't let the cat out the bag. Y'all just go get my CD, man. It's going to be out there. It's something behind that song that was just played. Y'all go get the CD, man. Go get the CD, man. And y'all know who played y'allself. Y'all know who played y'allself and who played O and played his family. So, and played my homeboy Boy. So, y'all go get the CD. It's a major shot.
That is. Okay. So, hey, you heard that from my nephew, Omar Beasley. And like I said, you know, he got to get on in. But, hey, we appreciate you coming to the show. We're glad you're home. Glad you're rolling with the movement. And keep doing what you're doing. And just stay focused like we always say. And always remember, the streets don't love you back. Any last words,
love you.
Nephew?
Last words.
I love you too, my guy.
I love you, man.
All
and
right.
I see you, man. All right. See y'all, man. Love y'all.
All right. That's what it is. Be good now, nephew. Appreciate you coming through.
All right. Bye-bye.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change for the fountain for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flips. Got to go on to the wrist when the lips slip. Live till you get old. Have fun, yo, young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy. One king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boosie Toseless, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses, stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy, yes. Mm-hmm. I was just lying to myself, yes. Really believe no one would have me.
Boy, can't it?
Trust him for me, friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Yeah, these boys don't know what's up, do they? Well, testing 1, 2. We ain't recording this one. Oh.
I'm dreaming on your love. Tell me how you feel. Is it real? How you feel about me? Can you tell me, is it true? The things I heard from you, is it true? What I say, I love you, girl. Can you tell me, baby, how you feel about me? When I say, I see your eyes, girl. Your eyes are so pretty in my world, in my world. That's all I wanna say, how you feel. Tell me, baby, baby, do you wanna go to my yacht, girl? Do you wanna get sexy, baby? Do you wanna join my world, girl? All I wanna say, shake it, baby, shake it, baby, baby, yeah. All I want you to do, say my name, girl, say my name, girl. It's the B-O-Y-D, it's the B-O-Y-D. My yacht, my love, your world, my girl.
wanna say. Can you shake it, baby?
Shake it, girl.
Shake it, baby. How you feel when you do the things you do? All I want is to love you down. That's all I want to do. Shake it, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Shake it, baby. When I see you walking, girl.
Walking, girl.
I say, look at that sexy body, girl. That's all I want you to do. Shake it, shake it, shake, baby. Shake it, shake it, shake, baby. Shake it, shake it, shake, girl. Do it like a snake, girl. Let me see you do it, girl.
Do it, girl.
Let me see you rock your world.
Yet still I rise, and I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk it, hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen, this is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski. Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try. Life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Greetings, I'm G.I. Johnson, California's Political Prisoner of the Year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org and sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free GI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. freegiproject.org. Thank you very much.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. A better way for a new look and be fresh.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, or a pager. Just me and my girl listening to hip-hop. Mama used to say it reminded her of bebop. But dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah, I might just need a drink. Might just reminisce, I know that she feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good and she came my way. Let's play some OJ. Let's unwind, slow it down two step. Now clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had.
Have a dream.
Slow dancing the side day, she sipping the wine slow. I put on some pentagrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave, we dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song, it sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isleys. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane, I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel, now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love, and I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real. So I know that it's real.
Now that's love.
Memory lane, thinking the summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Mal Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, traveling around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ. She my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love. Come on.
What you say? You got them on the run, they know
we're marching their way, on with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us, we're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back, liberties and all. We ain't playing their games, we're taking the ball. We're patriots, they best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch where rock falls. They can't stop us all, there's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work, we can watch them crumble. We are coming, that is all. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison inside of you all. Let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison inside of you all. Let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. 1984, no 1776. We ain't gonna be your slaves. We ain't gonna be your bitch. We ain't gonna be your punk. We ain't gonna be your trick. When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of, so feel this, when we stick it won't hurt, just a little prick. They don't care, yeah, bitch, take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming. Down the pike, or down the knife. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life. This is not a threat, it's a warning to you. So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you. We're standing our ground, don't get too close. But we are like the sun, you'll get burned like toast. From coast to coast, and sea to shining sea. And the planet's a prison inside of you all. Let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. With the war on information. And the planet's a prison inside of you all. Let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit.
Hit rock bottom when I started shooting up. That was my lowest point because I just was like totally out of it. I wasn't even there no more. I was just gone. My name is Tanya. I am 15 years old. I am from Douglas, Arizona. I started using meth when I was 12. Basically, my life was totally destroyed. I mean, I had ran away from home, and so I didn't have nowhere to go. I wore the same clothes every day. Like, I only showered, like, maybe twice a week. I didn't have nothing left. I mean, nothing at all. I didn't even have no shoes on my feet. I thought I knew everything. I was like, you know, I'm not going to get addicted to this drug. It's not going to hurt me at all. I can control myself. But in the long run, it, you know, I couldn't control it. It's like meth, controlled me.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The first time I did meth, I was with my best friend and his mom. I had no idea what it was going to actually end up doing to my life. My name is Russell. I'm 19 years old. I started doing meth when I was 14. I've started at least three people that I know on meth, and where they're at right now, they're probably either in jail or I know one's dead. I went from a pretty good student to a dropout. I've ruined relationships. I've stolen from people. My family. I physically abused them. I mean, the list just goes on. I've wasted a lot of time. I've gone from a person who had enormous potential to a person that had absolutely no potential because I chose to pick Little White Rock over everything else.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And you've been kicking it live tonight with our guest and nephew, Omar Beasley, and heard some great, great advice from him as well. And if you have not joined our movement page, please log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. You can go there for a lot of resources. You can go there to purchase our books, our clothes on our online store, and you can just go there and receive a lot of great information to pass on to others. And we educate our youth and others against gangs, drugs, and violence and abuse. And always remember, at the end of the day, the streets definitely don't love you back. Take care and have a great night.